Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and tonight is Saturday. That means that a Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift will be going there in about 5 minutes. And this is where you can have physical healing done. You're transported out of time physically, along with your spirit. And remember, you live in time here, and when you're not here, you're there. And this is the energy that created you. This is source energy. Not God energy, but source energy. There's a difference there. The gods are the aliens, and we don't deal with them. So it's the source energy that created your spirit, your body blueprint, and it knows all about you. And this is not the Akashic Records as far as the knowledge that is brought down here by the light of the darkness where you go to for your force reincarnation. So this is true light energy. Light only works in the now. Everything outside of the now is darkness. And that's just the way it is. That's the mind energy. And that's the extraterrestrial, alien stuff that happens to us here, abductions, everything else that we've been dealing with. And the most recent thing is a timeline crashing. This is where the aliens abduct you onto a parallel lifetime. And that parallel lifetime, that's where they can experiment with you, take you out of time, put a clone into your body down here. So you think that you're real. Your friends think that you're real. And you're also somewhere else. But that's another sad state of affairs that the aliens are doing here. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. And we'll do the mind to heart drop. Then we'll go to the light ship. So think about a situation that happened to you emotionally that maybe was negative, and you want to get that released from you so you're not going to have it recycle over again in your life. So let's just look at one thing right now that's happened in the last day or two. I'm going to release that from you. I'll count to five to do it. I have to do number counting or command the energy some way, because in order to do a healing, you have to command the energy. This has to command your spirit along with the energy from the light ship to help you get healing. So here we go. Think of a situation. I'm going to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. We'll do the mind to heart drop. And with this process, it's on the website too. This you can do yourself very easily. Count from 10 to 1 backwards. And you actually feel the energy dropping down, going into your heart center. This is your mind energy. So another way of talking about this is the thoughts you have inside of your head that you have a dialogue with. Well, the mind energy is in the mind matrix connected to that. That's the orb energy that we hear about, talk about. And that's also the jellyfish energy. So those connect to the mind, and that's the main interface to the aliens. This is why you want to have your crown chakra closed off. And it's very important to do that. We have a special clearing on the website to close down your chakras so you're not leaking energy out to them. Remember, they'll take your energy at a drop of a hat. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, and then when you're in your heart, you cannot get a negative thought or positive thought, because that's all judgment. The source does not judge anything. This is why the source does not channel through anybody. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so let's go to the light ship. So let's bring up the, on your monitor screen, let's scroll down and bring up the light beam. And from there, we'll energize that. This part of the program, when we go to the light ship, will not work on the archives. So here we go. Bring up the light beam, bring you some peace energy for everybody. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And to make sure that you're in your heart, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop again. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. And if you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them now in your consciousness. You can also bring plants, trees, if you wish, flowers. If you have a garden now this time of year, you can bring that up also. So on the count of five to go to the light ship, you're going to feel the energy change. You're going to be on the light ship energy as it connects to you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you're out of time. So if you look around right now, things around you will feel a little different. You probably will not be able to connect to them energetically whatsoever. If you want to try to put out a psychic energy cord, it just won't connect because you're in a whole different reality right now. So let's go to the first healing room on the light ship. You want to request healing in each room, maybe every minute or so, because the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. What you've experienced, what you created in your life, they're not going to judge you because this is what you choose to experience. It's only if you wish to change that and you have a problem that you can change it from one state of perfection to the other. So here we go. I'm going to go into the red room first for life force. Going into this room, you're going to the red energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. We'll go into the room where they have the large butterflies. These are all light beings. They have to take a physical manifestation. And the ones that we go to, that we see, are normally ones that are common to the planet Earth. So here we go. There's many, many other ones there. But we're just going to the ones and bring forth the ones that are here that we can kind of understand what they look like. So here's the butterfly energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, request your healing. We'll go into a hot tub room. We all have our own hot tubs, and they're individual. I'm seeing a lot of pink energy in the hot tubs right now, a pinkish gel. And this gel is going to go around your body and help to do a detox on you. So again, request healing, and we're still in the two previous rooms besides this hot tub room. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just kind of enjoy that. We're going to go into one of the pools of water, and this pool of water has a swan energy there. We're going to visit the swans, and there's three swans coming to us for healing. Here they come, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we have another room we can go into, which is the elephant room. And these are very large elephants, so you can request healing there too. They're coming to you now. You can ride on the elephants if you wish. Remember, you're up there in physical form. If you want to pet them, you can. You might actually feel the hairs on their body go through your hand. Your fingers, if you wish, feel that texture. And here comes the elephant energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another location. Again, request healing. We'll go into the room where the deers are. So you have the mother deer with a couple of fawns or so coming to us here. And request healing. So here comes the deer energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll bring those in a little bit stronger. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels just wonderful. Let's go into one of the crystal rooms. And we'll go on to the room where they have the hematite here. So we're going to this room here and request healings too. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Can we call it a hematite or hematite? Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request from Tom to go into the silver whales. So we'll go into the room where the silver whales are. Here we go. So request healing again. Coming to you now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So just enjoy these wonderful energies. We'll go into the green room for healing. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Another request here on the fast chat from Jerry. Wants to have the rainbow energy, so we'll go in there. That's the rainbow waterfall room. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now that feels great to me. One, here comes two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's go into the room where Mother Mary is. And this is her spirit energy. Here it comes, and you may even have a fragrance coming into your room. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into the white light room. This is from Eric. He's wishing that. So this is the white light energy. This is true white light coming to you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That feels good too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll go into another location. Let's go to where they work with cancer cells. And we'll see what they can do for people out there. So here we go. Request healing. Going into this room. And we're being scanned. And here comes this energy to help you out. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we sometimes go to the penthouse. This is very nice. And we can have the stars do healing on us. These are real stars, not like ones we have down here. These are stars created by the light. And we're up there now. And you may see some stars and just request healing. And here comes this energy for healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I have a request from Sarah for the giant sunflowers. That's very nice. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room where the animals are. So this is the unicorns. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go to the food court. And the food court is where the light beings that do eat, where they have food, will have some of their food there. So we can maybe select maybe a salad. This is all very, very, very small portions. So if we want to have a salad, we can do that. We're having it right now. It's being put into our mouth with our fingers. Just a very, very small portion. So here we go. I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we're going to have some soup. And I'm seeing some soup that's one is green and one is orange. They both kind of vibrate, shimmer a lot. So we can have one of each if we wish. And here's the green soup. Again, it's just a little bit, maybe like about a half a teaspoon. We're having that now. And now we'll try the orange soup. And we're having that. Great. And I feel full right now. And we'll go into some rooms for oxygen before we come back here. We'll go into room number 12. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And we'll go into another location for the oxygen. We'll go to another room with number 52 oxygen. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Ever typed in broccoli soup and pumpkin soup. Yeah, it's very possible. And one more oxygen before we come back. Let's go into room number 20. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. So these healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're giving thanks to them in their in the special room that we're in now, which is the orientation room. And they're talking to us, telling us what we may need to do in the future. Whatever you want to bring back, it'll be yours personally. May not be this very instant, but it may be, you know, maybe in a day or two you might have an awakening here. So here we go. We're coming back down. We're having our animals and pets join us now and whatever else you brought up, flower, tree, garden, plants, etc. And I'll just count to five as we come back. You're going to feel that the room will be a little different to you. Because right now you're truly out of time. So here we go, coming back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're back now. So, hope you enjoyed that experience. And we'll see if our co-host is on tonight here. And tonight we have Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everybody. That was really nice. Thank you, Ron. I was thinking pea soup and pumpkin soup. That's funny. So, let's see. We have, it's about 20 past the hour already, and it's for the archive. If anyone's listening on the archives, you'll have just had a lot of peace energy, and the trip to the lightship won't have worked, but come on any other Saturday night, and today is November the 20th, 2010. If you'd like to call in, we have a toll-free number for anyone in the U.S. and Canada, and that's 888-815-9756. And then there are some other numbers listed there below the listen button on station one. I think the first two lines are already taken, but the third line, which is 530-413-4522, that one should be open. And also, of course, the fast chat. So Holly is saying her arms are shaking for some reason as she gets more light, a lot more in her body. So she's saying thank you. So, Ron, do you want to say anything about what that could be?
Yeah, what sometimes happens with people, your body will respond to the energies of light. And sometimes people might actually feel their body shake a little bit, quiver. Maybe entities get released and you kind of feel them move up from your, you know, bottom of your feet to the top of your head as they get released. You could feel like an internal, like, earthquake with your body moving on the inside. You could feel warm. That's real common. Tingles. So all that is just an experience that your body's going through as the judgment energy, which we could call negativity, or positive energy, which is also an energy that would be out of balance. Remember, negative energy and positive energy is the same thing. They're both not in the moment, and they're not in non-judgment, okay? So you have to remember that when you have a judgment, one way or the other, it can be stored in your body. And if you have a positive energy, you may have to draw a negative effect to you at some point in your life or your lineage to offset, to put your body back into balance. Remember, everything tries to seek balance. So normally people talk about negative energies all the time, but I also bring up the positive. And I don't think any other practitioner is really telling you that because they want to make you think that a positive energy is good for you. Well, any energy at all that is not created by your body will not be good, or will be bad for you, whether it's positive or negative, especially psychic attack energy. So if a person sends you good thoughts, then that energy is still a psychic attack, whether it's good or bad. So what you want to have is a balance. You want to have it in neutrality, and that's what I mean by positive and negative energies. So whatever gets released from you could have a body reaction, and as you get filled with more source energy, which we'll just call light, then your body is in non-judgment. So your body now is balancing itself out into non-judgment. With our mind thinking of that, it would be discernment. Okay, so it'd be in discernment, and actually it would be a peace energy. So source energy is actually peace. And that's why I mentioned that when you're in the moment, you're not going to be able to have a negative or positive thought because it doesn't exist there. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I just one thing that I would add to that, because I think most of us are used to kind of having a goal of having positive experiences that we have positive feelings about, and having, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the last 10, 20 years about thinking positive thoughts and, you know, you'll have a good life. And so it's a very different perspective to realize that you want to be neutral, not have either negative or positive thoughts. And the way I think of it now is like a gearbox in a car. You know, positive would be going forward, perhaps, you know, gears 1 through 5, and negative might be in reverse. But in fact, you want to have your gear stick wiggling in neutral there to just be coasting along and not be stuck in or going into either, you know, forward or backwards. So it's a different kind of interesting perspective. So that's kind of how I viewed it once I met you, Ron, and got to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's hard for the first-timer because right away you think, I don't want to get rid of a positive experience.
Right.
But the whole thing is discernment. And I guess the bottom line to the new people listening, you want to be out of judgment. So either way you judge something, good or bad, that's still going to be judgment. And when you're in judgment, then you're in duality. And you get bounced back and forth into duality. And this is why, you know, people have problems here, because the emotional energies are in duality. So you're bouncing from one extreme to the other. And that's what happens. So it's very interesting. If people finally do understand what I'm talking about, some people it takes a while because they don't like hearing me say that about a positive thing. They jump and want to say, yeah, I want to have a good life, and good life to me means it's going to be great and have positive experiences. Well, if you understand the duality aspect, then you will probably have to eventually, with the law of cause and effect, bring in something, because you want to have that effect being neutral. So you may be drawing the opposite extreme to you because of that. And that happens to people. Sometimes they say, yeah, I had a really great day, and then something came along and messed it up. And typically that would be the darkness coming to direct the day for you. But, you know, aside from that, you want to be in neutral. So you want to be in non-judgment. And you want to have discernment. And all those energies are in the time-based reality. That's why we do timeline crashing. So that way you get the aliens out of your realm of experience, because they're not supposed to be here, and you're not supposed to be their slave, basically. So that's what we are here, as slaves. And it gets much worse than that, but that's the easiest way to look at it. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then also just one last thing on that is that emotions, feelings, are a form of judgment, and they have the same or similar effect on us that a negative or a positive thought has, in that they have an energy of their own that is not in neutrality, and they all get glued into our various invisible bodies and eventually leak in and cause harm to our physical bodies. So I always think of it, and, you know, I'm not doing this perfectly by any means, but I always kind of imagine that it's like if you look at somebody else's life that you're not plugged into, somebody you don't know, where you see something happening between them, but you're just watching. You don't have any kind of reaction at all. You're just noticing it, and that's kind of the goal of how to be in your own life when things happen. So for me, it's like notice my own life kind of at a distance almost, and stay in neutral and don't go in 1 through 5 gear or reverse gear. That's kind of how I see it. You know, how to be day to day. Not always easy, but that's how I do it. How I think of it, I should say. So let's see what is going on the fast chat. It's blinking away. Whoops, it just went away. We have a lot of people on tonight, Everett and Holly and Sharon and Fred and Tim and Tom, and I know the Rhonda and Marianne, and I'm on a different page now, but I know there were a bunch of other people, so we've got lots of people listening this evening, which is great. So maybe.
But I will say, too, if you want to go back on the fast chat, everybody, underneath the send button, you can hit archive, and that will go back, I don't know how far back, but I know you can see the fast chat, I think, from yesterday's program. So it's kind of interesting to view the fast chat if you would like to. Sometimes there's questions that might be one that you might see somebody else bringing forth, but it maybe never got answered, or maybe you go, oh, that's my question. I want to ask it tonight. So it's kind of informative, and it's kind of neat to have the fast chat here. So
yeah.
I'd like a caller to call in. Anybody new out there? I don't know. How about Everett? You want to call in, or Holly? Or Frank, or Fred, or Tim? You know?
Are you lonely, Ron?
Yeah, I'm lonely. Yeah, get somebody out there to give some kind of a really neat question to me.
Sure. And
I had
the number
Q&A last night, and that was pretty successful, I think.
Oh, I missed that one. Yeah. What topics did you cover last night? I wasn't able to
remember. It seemed to me kind of low key, but it's very nice. It was a little bit over an hour in length, I think, hour 15 minutes, something like that, and it was great. What I'll do right now is I'll bring in the male light beams in fact, I'm going to change that. I'm going to bring in the source energy.
Ooh.
So remember, you're created out of 12 energies, and those 12 energies are the source energy that created you. Initially, it was one, then it broke into two, then it went into 12, and the light ship is was created from the 12 source energies so they could do manifestations. And so each one of you will have 12 energies in you that are making you up, in a sense. It's a little hard to explain, but you're going to probably feel maybe one a little stronger than the other. So here we go. So first source energy, and I'll do this pretty quickly here. So I'll count to 10 to bring it in. So just sit back, relax. Maybe put out your feelers if you wish. And this will only come to your heart center. So if you're new to the program and you're trying to figure it out and you're kind of like squinting your eyes, seeing what is going to happen, doesn't work there. You're in the wrong frame of reference there. We'll get our caller first here, and then we'll do the 12 source energy. So we have a caller there. Who's there?
Hi, it's me, Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Chris.
Good. It's kind of late on the East Coast, but
back east,
hold it
yeah.
on to listen to the Creation Lightship radio show.
Get up late to hear it, huh?
Yeah, got to. So I heard you say that
any
you
questions
wanted,
or
anything
we can help you out with or any experiences that
Well, you said that you wanted a really poignant question. I personally can't think of anything, but I did want to mention that I haven't been able to listen to the show as of late, but I have noticed that I've been feeling increasingly better. You can never really know what you're dealing with until you notice that you feel better, and then you take a look back and you say, man, like 3 days ago, I felt a heaviness on my head that I didn't even know was there, or, you know, just the other day, my body felt really heavy, and these aren't feelings like, oh, well, you know, I had a lot of food to eat, or, you know, maybe my ankle is sore. This is like it's from a different frame of reference that I say, wow, this part of me feels better, and I can only give credit to you and the Lightship doing something that I don't yet know about. So I guess my question is there anything new going on that hasn't been announced yet? Because comparing to how I feel from even as far as last week and as soon as 3 days ago, I feel great.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, we're working now with the Lightship is... let me just check here. The timeline crashing, we're about at 21,000 B.C. And it looks like the Lightship is working with a different species of the jellyfish energy. It's taken out quite a few of these energies, and maybe the more controlling ones have come in now. But these are just really hard energies to deal with. They will be getting better. Remember, the Lightship has to figure these things out. But the jellyfish, for myself, it took me probably about a year to figure out what the heck these things were. Because as I'd feel them coming to me and kind of like stinging me off and on, I can get rid of them. But it took a while. but I really couldn't see any life form there. So it's like this energy, and they are kind of transparent, and the new ones now are very transparent. So as I look at them, I cannot, at this moment, although maybe tomorrow it might be different, but I cannot really find I'll use the word spiritual blueprint, if you want to use that, a blueprint from the darkness. Normally when I battle these things, I can find something that I can attach to, like some kind of negativity, or something in their blueprint that makes them real. Well, the jellyfish, these new jellyfish are like completely invisible. And so I'm working with them now. I can sense them and get rid of them. But the older ones were much easier to deal with. So we're kind of like now in a, I guess we're going back to school to try to figure out the dark side energies here. So I have to get a PhD in this, I guess, now, a quick one. But I'm finding that the new jellyfish energies are now coming forward. And remember, the jellyfish energies and the orbs give us the mind control program. So those just started coming just recently here. You probably have felt, Chris, I would say maybe the timeline crashings benefiting you a lot. We've been doing that a whole bunch and getting rid of a lot of things. In fact, a couple of shows ago, I think we did do some timeline crashing for people. And then we also went up on the light ship, and the people were able to fly one of the defense fleet ships to battle the darkness, and that was quite interesting. For me, it's a lot of fun, although it's not fun when you're involved with it, but for the people that was on the program, it's you know, it gives you some hope, basically. What happens is that you hear all this stuff, and you can't do much about it, but boy, when you get on that light ship, the defense fleet ship, boy, you really, you know, can feel that laser energy going out and feeling the pure white light come out of it. And so that, you may have actually felt part of that too, Chris.
Whoa.
So the whole thing is probably the timelines would be the bottom line. So the timelines are being removed. And some people are feeling maybe better because of that, because they're not being mind controlled as much in that mind matrix. So I hope that helped you maybe answer your question there.
Yeah, definitely. It seems to resonate with me as to what's going on and how I'm feeling reprieve. And it feels like I'm going to have even more. So it's like a joy to go to sleep and you wake up and your life is different. so
yeah, it's like
cool.
A new day. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, uh-huh. And I have had the people tell me that they sometimes they'll be driving their car or going someplace, and it looks different to them. They know they've been there, but it's like a far distant memory. Like maybe you travel this location all the time, and now you're doing it maybe like today, and it just feels different. That's because the energy is much lighter now, and the negativity is leaving. So it may actually physically appear to be different to you, because you're able to physically see more as the negativity is being released. So,
can I say one more thing, Ron? Because what you just mentioned made me realize something. I've noticed now, especially, that like usually when I would make a trip or do something, you know, pretty mundane that I'm used to doing over and over and over again, I realize now I have so much more consciousness when I do these things. Like when I, you know, take a certain trip somewhere or go to a specific room of my house, like it used to be I could only go to the points that I knew, or, you know, I would never explore or go outside the little box that I understood to be those places that I go to. And now I find that it's way easier to break outside of what I would usually do, you know? It was almost like I had a little box or a little wall that said, no, you can't do what you're not used to doing. And now I can, you know, be a lot more creative with the mundane, which is awesome. I guess it's the little things. But
yeah,
that's cool.
they're probably seeing the nuances that were covered up by the darkness.
Yeah.
So what I think will probably happen, I mentioned this in New York, at one of the lectures that I had, the workshop actually, you know, when the lightship decides to like crash, like the New York timeline, the aliens that are controlling New York, then you're going to notice that like everything in New York will be different. It'll be rematerialized from darkness into light. And so what you have there right now, it's all probably manifested from darkness. And you're viewing darkness, even though, you know, you see maybe your car or house or whatever, and that's the darkness energy. But when it gets manifested into light, all of a sudden it'll look much different, but it will still have the same appearance. This is much like we do on the alien life form darkness to light clearing. So the blueprint is there, and the light's not going to take away and change the alien life form. We'll just put it into pure light and put a spirit in it. So it'll be the same looking thing, but it will have freedom. And so everything that you're probably looking at around you was actually created more than likely by maybe a thought of darkness wanting to manifest here. And people got their inspiration from the darkness and created maybe how to make a wooden house with the sheetrock walls on it and everything else. Well, when that gets changed over into pure light energy, it'll look the same, but it'll be vibrant instead of looking dull and lifeless. So that's probably what's going to happen as the timelines get crashed and the alien control is released. So let's see. We have a caller here, and then we'll have to do our 12 source energy. So is there another caller online? And thank you, Chris, for calling.
Yeah, thank you. I'll hang
Thanks,
up now.
Chris.
Bye.
Okay.
Is
there a caller out there? I heard a beep.
Yes, I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes,
hi.
I had a question. It seems that concerning the human element, I know that a lot of times they are taken advantage of, and the dark forces come in and take them out and possess and control their body for manipulation purposes. But isn't it true that in the human element there is a certain amount of human beings that deliberately make a choice to work as and use the dark forces as an alliance with them, to join this alliance with one another against the other human beings? And there, I'm referring to this movie, They Live, I think it is, at the end of the movie, a man was indicating, yes, he takes advantage of the people, he gets more money and power and finances, and he enjoys it because he made an alliance with the dark forces. He enjoys doing that. He doesn't care that he's offending other people. And like he is a human element who has made an alliance with the dark forces. Is that basically a true concept?
Yes, it is. I would say that is correct. And so that's what happens. And that's what happens, you know, with all the alien control with everybody and the implants and stuff, is that everything and everybody is used to a certain extent. And it depends, you know, who's on top of you and if you have a handler or not on you, you know, somebody that's keeping tabs on you and reporting back to someplace about you. So it gets quite interesting to look at. But, yeah, that's basically it, is that people do get a lot of money maybe funneled to them, like that one gentleman you're talking about, because they are choosing to bring forth darkness. And remember, we're on a planet that deals with finances and bankers, et cetera. And I really can't knock bankers, you know, but I was watching last night, I was watching TV, and I was watching, I think it's the Turner Movie Channel, but the gentleman was on there who was the CEO of Fox, okay? And he was talking about the early movies. And what he said in the early days, basically, he's describing how it used to be. And then he says that, I guess this one person was talking, and they said, yeah, they finally got the movie paid off from the bankers, and he's able to have a beer. So, you know, before I guess the movie companies financed everything themselves, and then they had to go to the bankers, you know, to get usury laws, you know what I mean? But he says, finally, when they got the movie paid off, he was able to get a beer out of it. So that's kind of interesting. And that's all that he had to say. He didn't say anything else about anything, just that they're under the thumb of the bankers. So that's kind of what he was talking about. But, yeah, so that's the same thing, is that everything here is run by control. And it's very unfortunate. That's why I said when the timeline gets shaken up here and all the different cities, countries on the planet here are taken off of that alien timeline, then the darkness that was created will then be, you know, the manifestations will then turn into light. And all of a sudden, the manifestations that used to be darkness will not have a spirit in them, and it'll be light. And if you look at that, that's probably why people like to paint their rooms different colors, because they're trying to attempt to find a color frequency that makes them feel better, which in a sense they're trying to find more light in a particular room. Okay, and that's kind of what I'm talking about here. So. Thank you for calling, Larry. And
thank you.
You know, like I said, as above, so below. And only thing below us is probably the animals, and they're also suffering from us. You know, I won't get into that too much on the food chain here, but just think what's above us, and we're their food chain. So here we go. Let's just bring in one of the 12 source energies. So this is number one. I'll count to 10 to bring it in. Here we go. One, you're going to feel this in your heart. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Source energy number two. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And source energy number three. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Number four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Number five. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And number six, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Number seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And number eight, source energy, one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Source energy number 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So we have quite a few questions, many of them up in the sky. Sarah is saying, have you noticed the sky and the sun looking a lot different lately, which, yeah, the sky has been looking very different. And Derek is asking about dark clouds that seem to get attacked. Why do they get attacked and dissipate? And then we have another one from Jerry about the Star of Bethlehem. So maybe do you want to answer Derek's first about why do dark clouds seem to get attacked and dissipate?
Yeah, the dark clouds are alien ships, typically. I'd say almost all the time they are. and they just show up that way for some reason. And if the light ship finds them, they're terminated, and then all of a sudden they'll go away. Here in Mount Shasta, at times, maybe not too recently, but when I recall back, maybe say 6 years ago or so, you know, it'd be like a nice day out, and then within an hour, the whole sky, wherever you look, is just darkness. And then I start to work with it, and within probably a half an hour, it'd be like a normal day again, and it'd be like, wow, how strange that is. So, yeah, typically the dark clouds are alien ships, and if you do see a dark cloud, by all means, ask the light ship to come. You can do that, to take this thing away from you, because it could be doing mind control transmissions. And you know, what normally happens is the light ship will stop time almost all the time, okay? And you're going to see, if it's a windy day, you're going to see the clouds not moving. And you can go, wow, that's really bizarre. And then all of a sudden, they're gone. Or they dissipate from being pretty large to nothing. And the dark ones sometimes start to move sideways, like they're crashing on a diagonal basis, okay? And then all of a sudden, they're gone. So that's what happens to them. If you see any clouds that kind of look like spider webs, in a sense, like you see in an attic, and they're dark in color, that's actually after that ship has been terminated. You're just seeing the residue falling down. And so anyway, that's what the dark clouds are. That's the alien ships. Very unfortunate, but you're seeing them that way as they show up. Why they're dark, I can't tell you, because a lot of them are actually white clouds too. But the dark ones somehow might be a different alien race, and they appear as darkness. So, you know, you can't look at the clouds and just say that the dark ones are evil and the white ones are better. No. They just happen to show up that way. And they only have the two colors. They haven't chose to get other colors of clouds, probably because they don't want to be seen. So I see we can bring in the Star Bethlehem here if you like. So here we go. Here it comes. This is one of the light ship defense ships that was here for Jesus to protect him for his birthing process and to be here for a short time. So here it comes. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. Then also look up in the sky and look for the alien faces. And look for, you know, like maybe a mouth and two eyes. You're going to see it all the time in the clouds. And once you start discovering that, you're going to see them looking down upon you. And like I say, check out movies that you rent or go you know, to the movies and see and look in all the clouds. And you're going to be seeing the alien faces there. So back to you, Carrie.
So Jerry is asking if there's if there are any ships like the Star of Bethlehem near Earth right now.
Yes, I would say there's a lot of defense fleet ships here now, yes, uh-huh. But you won't be able to see them, and they won't show up as a star, okay?
Okay.
So they just that one happened to appear, but you won't necessarily see anything from the light becoming visible. If you're really sensitive, you might sense them around you, but as a general rule, they're not going to appear. Even though they're here, you know, everywhere.
Okay. So Alice is saying, I had a dull ache in my gums last night, and she's not sure why. Do you want to do a clearing for aching gums?
What I'd say probably is just do the special water. Get on the water charging page for a dollar.
That's a good idea.
Mouthwash, you know, and the healing properties. That would be the... You probably want to specify the silver healing water. We do that a lot. We'll be doing that a lot tomorrow on our eight-hour conference call. We do emotional water, silver water, you know, for drinking and healing. We do different types of water, too. So if you are interested, I'll do a quick session real fast here, but if you're interested in having some wonderful healing and get on the call tomorrow. You can give me an email if you wish. I'll be checking emails about an hour before the time starts. It'll be starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time, my time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And it's an 8-hour conference call. You can be on it also absentee or just check in off and on if you wish. And it's a wonderful call for 8 hours. So let's work with the mouth energy here. Here we go. I'll bring in some silver water right into you on the light ship. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So our time is coming to a close here. And hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow, people, to have some wonderful healing. Just send me an email if you would and let me know. And we'll have a wonderful time with you if you wish to come on. And it's quite something to experience 8 hours of healing on the light ship. And you're also on the light ship throughout the sessions, too, during the week, because you're in quarantine getting rid of the alien critters. So if you're new to the program here, just go to the top of the website, creationlightship.com. You can click on it. I guess next to me there, you can see the Lightship insignia. Click on that. It'll go right to the website. Go to the very top, and you can download some of the BBS programs where we took out the alien life forms quite a while ago. So I'll say blessings to all of you. Our next program will be Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. So see you later, everybody, and hope to have you on the call tomorrow. Blessings. Goodbye. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.